He told us he had roped off a staging area for our forensic and tech vans around the corner near Barham, cordoned off the lip of the riverbank, and asked dispatch for 3 additional patrol teams to help contain the angry news crews. He'd also picked the route down to the body and flagged it. Just then, 2 more squad cars raced across the Barham Bridge, turned left on Forest Lawn Drive, and parked, leaving their flashers on. Sergeant Thrasher had separated the 2 teenagers who found the body. "Run it down," I said to Thrasher, as I took out my mini tape recorder and turned it on. "These 2 found the body. They're heavy blasters. I confirmed all their vitals. Addresses and licenses check out. Both are 17. Casper over there has an extensive juvie yellow sheet. Drugs, mostly. He went down behind 2 dealing beefs in '02 and did half a year at County Rancho. Name is Scott Dutton. The girl is Sandy Rodello. 2 L's. No record. They say they were down here looking for her raincoat that blew out of the back of his pickup. But since the Barham Overpass is the space-paced capital of Burbank, I think it's beyond obvious they were under that bridge slamming vanes. Sandy's the reason they called it in. She can hardly wait to get up there and do some TV interviews. Ain't no business like show business," Zach contributed, slurring his words. Mike Thrasher looked over and sharply reevaluated him. "Putting the drugs and the bullshit about the raincoat aside, their story kinda checks. I made sure none of our guys touched the victim, and these 2 claimed they didn't either. Except when they found him, his jacket was pulled up over his eyes, same as the other 3 Vicks. They pulled it down to see if he was alive. I spent a few minutes with Sandy Rodello and Scott Dutton. Drug Klingons, both in the Diamond Lane.